Mike Hayes and our guest every Wednesday until this pandemic is over with, until there's nothing else to talk about. Is there nothing to talk about? Dr. Joe Podoruca, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
I guess we have a little bit more to talk about. COVID, the Delta variant, far more contagious, but not as deadly as other variants. And we don't hear an awful lot about COVID deaths anymore. How are there a lot of them or not very many?
Yeah, you know, I can speak regionally here. Again,
sure.
We've had, you know, numerous patients come through, but we've had a significant amount of patients discharged, maybe just at our site alone, close to 600. And, you know, a small percentage, maybe less than 10%, have actually passed away. Yeah, and these are the sickest of the sick. A lot of these patients have comorbidities. A lot of these patients could be from the community.
Sure.
But when you look at the kind of the ramp up around here and what current state is in the hospital, you know, we know Gunderson is on diversion for med-surg and ICU. We know that, you know, we have some open beds here at Mayo, but our ICU is kind of chalked up. We have, I think, 5 or 6 patients, and then the inpatient side is up to 10 to 12. So we're starting to feel the burden of sort of that Delta surge, but less so than the surrounding communities in Wisconsin. In fact, getting patients from far away is kind of the game ahead, but when you look locally here, La Crosse County is at, quote, substantial risk for on the CDC, how they map things out. Trumbull and Monroe are at high risk. Vernon County, interestingly, has a higher vaccination rate, is only moderate right now. So, you know, we're curious about where this will end up, but, you know, I'm starting to get a little concerned. Are we going to have capacity? We want to protect and serve our city. We want to defend the city and the region. So we're getting a little starting to get a little pressed, to be honest with you.
Right, and I get it. You know, lots of people coming into the hospital with COVID, not quite as many, but still lots of people leaving the hospital without COVID. The concern that a lot of people have is that this is just the government gearing up for another big fat shutdown, which didn't work the last time. You know, the whole story of get vaccinated and you'll be good. Get vaccinated and you'll be safe. Oh, wait a minute, there's breakthrough. So get vaccinated and wear a mask and stay home and, you know, quit your job and. The rules keep changing. People are less and less likely to pay attention to the rules.
Right. No, that's an excellent point. And for the meantime, I don't see any foreseeable way that Wisconsin will go back to, you know, mass mandate lockdown mode. Just I think with the Supreme Court at the state level with the governor, I don't think that's going to happen. But I will say that 99% of patients we're seeing here are the unvaccinated, and the ones that particularly in the hospital getting sick. You know that people can still get COVID with the vaccine, but the symptoms much less and avoiding that burden. So I think, you know, if you've been curious about, well, what are the cons that, you know, of getting the vaccine versus what are the benefits? Maybe, you know, I can feel a little safer out there. I got lung issues or heart issue and just, gosh, maybe I should just go for it. If you're really on the fence, it might be time to dig into that at this time ahead. Just understanding that most of these patients are, you know, unvaccinated.
I'm hearing more and more from national outlets because flu season is around the corner, and I can't remember the letters, the PhD, that's not it, the PST, the test that is used to discover whether it's the flu or COVID can't tell the difference between whether it's just a regular flu or the COVID virus. Is that true, and how many COVID cases are actually just the flu?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that understanding.
Okay.
As we get now into flu season, we're going to be testing for both. We want to make sure we're treating the right thing. No one should be clinically treating COVID without a diagnosis, or you could assume if a family member's got it and another person comes down with something. But no, I'm not aware of that, but that's interesting to think about.
Yeah, well, something to look into because clearly we'll have the opportunity to talk again next week. So are you still on board with get the vaccination and wear a mask and wash your hands and stay socially distanced, do all of that to try and flatten the curve?
Yeah, well, you know, that's going to be the marching orders from the CDC ahead.
Yeah.
And, you know, it depends on our community. But I would say, you know, if you know, I'm middle-aged and have some medical issue. I see all these people in the hospital, some dying, you know, with unvaccinated. You know, I'm worried about the vaccine. Maybe I'm more worried about that, about
right.
Being hospitalized, having issues. And so if you're on the fence, you know, a lot of research, we have surplus. Go to Walgreens, go to the community
sure.
center, the library does it on Wednesdays, go to your doctor, it's free. So, you know, consider it. Now's the time when we're seeing
right.
the uptick. So
well, and when you go ask your doctor, you trust your doctor when he or she looks you in the eye and says, you need to have your tonsils out. You don't say, oh, no, I don't. I don't believe you. You don't know anything about tonsils. You say, okay, let's schedule the procedure. When your doctor says, you've got COVID and you should do this or that or the, oh, no, I don't, says a person who spends way too much time at a Holiday Inn Express. You believe your doctor for everything except you don't believe your doctor about COVID. I'm not sure how that all works. Go talk to someone you trust. Because you can't get your medical advice on the internet. Well, you can, but you shouldn't.